Let me first say we do have a coffee hour afterwards downstairs, and everybody's welcome to that after the service. You know, I am really glad that this past week is behind us. And I hope the frigid temperatures are over for the year. Usually January is that time of the frigid temperatures. The good news is that we can think positively, because with February comes the halfway point of winter. For many of us, winter is a time of dark, cold, dreary days, which bring the longing for spring. But within a few days, past the midway point of winter, comes a day which tries to interrupt this cold and dreary time. It is a time which many look forward to, for it is a holiday of sorts, which most of us celebrate in one way or another. Anybody have a clue as to what this holiday may be?
St. Valentine's Day.
Ah, that's it. You got it. St. Valentine's Day. It's not the Super Bowl, but St. Valentine's Day. A day, Valentine's Day, which brings the warmth of love and of special friendships into the elsewise cold and dreary winter season. It is that day in which we acknowledge love in our lives. This is not only the celebration of the love we have for our family, and it's not only a holiday for lovers, but it is a time to recognize the need in life to love and to be loved beyond ourselves and those closest to us. Now, as scouts, the message to continually celebrate Valentine's Day with acts of love and kindness, you know, it is a part of the earth oath, which you take in the beginning of all your meetings. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, and to obey the scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, morally straight. Now, these words may have been memorized by you, and they roll out of your mouths very easily as you say them in the beginning of your meetings. But you know, to live them is the challenge. This is especially true when it comes to these words: to help other people at all times. This can be especially true when the person is different from us. They may not dress like us. They may have strange mannerisms. They may like things differently from us. They may act differently. And they may be classified as nerd, be a slow learner, or just the opposite, always have their nose in a book. Become a bookworm. Whoever doesn't fit within the values of our peer group, whatever that age of the peer group may be, they are often outcast, avoided, made fun of, and even bullied. You know, one person related that they had experiences in their young childhood by being one who didn't fit the standards of their peer group. And she wrote this remembrance. Quote, when I was in third grade, how many are in third grade here? Fourth grade. Okay. When I was in third grade, I had to start wearing glasses. Now, kids started picking on me as soon as I walked in the door with those glasses. I remember I started crying and took them right off. Then one little boy asked me why I wore them. I said, because I couldn't see the board or read books. And he replied, it's pretty stupid not to wear them, and pretty stupid to pick on someone who needs something so that they can see. And you know what? Everyone stopped picking on me immediately. This was a story that ended well because someone stood up to find out the truth about what others were making fun of. It was a story about one person having enough love for someone, being laughed at, to bring about happiness to that person. That little boy could very well have just joined in with the rest of the class and make this little girl suffer the brunt of being different and excluded. It could have left the girl not wearing her glasses, which would have long-term consequences in her education. But you know, one little boy stood up against the rest of the class and could have then become the brunt of ridicule of doing this act of love and kindness. He took the chance. And you know what? He was victorious. Let me give another example, another story about an act of love, which has been a lasting example to me in my life. Several years ago, maybe many to you all, I had a fire in my business and living quarters, which took practically all my possessions and even my clothing, shut down my business. Within 2 days, I started to receive checks in the mail to help me out. The community actually organized a benefit night for me. The outpouring of love was overwhelming. But you know, the most touching and remembered gift was that of a small girl who wasn't any older than 7 or 8. She didn't know me from Adam, nor did I know her. She didn't even live in the community. But you know, she heard about the fire and about me through her uncle. She not only insisted on coming to the benefit event, but brought me the most amazing gift that I have ever received. I guess to some, this gift would be meaningless. She gathered some things from her treasured belongings, which were meaningful to her and her young life, and placed them in a special container, which she had cherished. Let me share that gift with you today. What was in that container? A little stuffed bear. I definitely would need pens. A mirror. Only a little girl would think about that. A book. The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. And then, to help me pass my time, a book of puzzles. And finally, I most certainly would need this, a rabbit's foot of good luck. You know, to an adult, what is that? But to that little girl who took from her private possessions, stuffed them into this box she put, you couldn't get anything else in it. And she gave it to me. This heart has been placed on a shelf which I can see every day. You see, the items in that heart were not the gifts of an adult. An adult would need. But the items were a gift from her heart. A true gift of love. To think that small young girl would have so much love for a complete stranger has been a lesson for me, which I will never forget. For that was 17 years ago. You see, this is what love is all about. Love is what gives meaning to life. And this is a message that Jesus has taught us, in that we are the creation of God's love. And we are to be motivated in all our life to live this love. In the lesson that was beautifully read this morning, Paul writes that we are worthless without love. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And then he goes on to say, if I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. You see, acts of love are not what you are told to do, or you get a reward for helping someone. But love is acting because you are personally compelled from within to do so. Like that little boy who stepped in to help the little girl who was crying. And the little girl who gave the gift of her treasures to someone she didn't even know. That's love. Always keep in mind in these words of Paul, love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. Maybe these words are not always the easiest to live. They may want to be ignored when it seems to be our momentary advantage not to do so. We may just want to take the easy way out. In doing this, we may not only hurt someone else or not give them the helping hand which they so desperately need, but to miss the opportunity to know the joy of love. Although at times it may not be the easiest thing to do, doing acts of love is what we are called to do. Not only when we have the scout uniform on, or when we are comfortable surroundings of friends and family, or when we may be in church, but it is when we even are among strangers and those who may deem to be outcasts. There, when we assist in love, that's the meaning of it. You know, this is what we are about. For this is what Christianity is about. It's all about love. God loves us as his children. And we in turn love him and love each other. The truth is that we can't help everyone, but everyone can help someone. And what gives us true joy is when we extend that helping hand, because we do it from our heart. Out of love. Just maybe, you can be that person, no matter what your age may be, that person who gives joy to someone in need of your act of kindness and love. You know, this is when you will know the love of God. And this is what you will know as being the fulfillment of life. And that is to live that life of love. That is the joy that we have. And it's within each one of our grasp. So long as we surround ourselves in love. Amen.